This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. We have Attaboy. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. Over 93 American adults are affected by obesity. People who suffer obesity or have severe obesity have 50 to 100% increased risk of premature death, excuse me, compared to individuals of healthy weight. This is where bariatric surgery comes into play. It improves and resolves more than 40 obesity-related diseases, including type 2 diabetes. Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com. So I have one Attaboy. It's crazy when you think about it, man, but it's a really, really, really cool story here. Mom determined to show daughter the importance of education, crosses the stage for diploma while in active labor. If you think graduating from college is difficult, imagine graduating from college while enduring birth contractions, because that's exactly what happened to a young lady in Louisiana. Let's just say Louisiana. She was all set to walk across the stage and receive her diploma at Louisiana State University of Alexandria. So that's why I said Louisiana. When the 31-year-old mother went into labor, despite being in pain from the contractions, Greenhouse is the young lady's name, insisted she wanted to walk across the stage. Not only did she want to complete the symbolic ceremony for her satisfaction, she also wanted to show her daughter the power of determination and education. So she gets my attaboy, in this case, attagirl, for powering through, showing mental toughness, and walking across that stage, even being in active labor. So she gets attagirl today.
Very cool. I have two quick attaboys. First, I want to give my guy, Kari, an attaboy for his going out party for Vanderbilt on Thursday night. And I'm just thankful that this is the last time that I can't just full-on hate Vanderbilt. As many know, Kari Blasingame is the backup running back for Vanderbilt, and we played high school baseball together. He's one of my very good friends. He was a fifth-year senior for Vanderbilt this season, and in his last game against Baylor, he had 3 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown, 4 carries, 2 of which were touchdowns. So he went out with a 3-touchdown game. Great way to end his college career, so very happy for him. And my other attaboy goes to Eric Weddle, and although this hurts me because he does play for the Baltimore Ravens, Eric Weddle earned a $1 million incentive for the Ravens making the playoffs on Sunday, and the Pro Bowl safety wants to share the reward. He said, "I've been thinking about it all week that if it happened, I'm going to do something nice for all of my teammates and my coaches, because I'm nothing without my team. As much as it is for me and my play, my defense helped me get to where I'm at." Weddle has had a clause in his contract for the past 2 seasons that triggered a 7-figure payout if he reached the Pro Bowl in the same season Baltimore qualified for the postseason. After receiving a Pro Bowl invitation earlier this month, Weddle only needed the Ravens to clinch a playoff berth to receive the bonus. And he didn't necessarily say what he had in mind for his teammates and coaches. He said, "You'll find out. It's something in the works." But it's really cool because last season, Weddle lost out on the $1 million fashion or $1 million bonus in brutal fashion, which in last year's finale, the Ravens were seconds within a playoff berth until Tyler Boyd scored the winning 49-yard touchdown on 4th and 12, lifting Cincinnati to a 31-27 win over Baltimore. So attaboy to Eric Weddle. I love seeing good teammates do good things.
I like it. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Give us a call back if you tried to call and you couldn't get in. Give us a call back there. 865-255-03, B-Dry waterproofing hotline.
Did you and Brad and Charlie talk about that Vanderbilt Baylor game last week?
No, not really.
I asked that because I have one question for you.
Barely, if we did.
Did you watch the game?
A little bit of it, man.
Were you as happy to see Kyle Shurmur play his last game at Vanderbilt as I was?
I didn't react that way. I saw your tweet. I didn't react that way because I shouldn't have to feel that way about a Vanderbilt player.
That is correct.
This whole Vanderbilt is a rivalry, and I'm still getting used to this. I'm not used to it yet. So I remember when, like, Derrick Henry was at Alabama, or Todd Gurley was at Georgia, or Aaron Murray at Georgia, Tim Tebow at Florida. Like, I'm supposed to want those guys to graduate. I'm not supposed to feel that way about Kyle Shurmur at Vanderbilt. So it's hard to get there, Ben.
I get it.
But my gosh, he's been unbelievable, man. His improvement, it's been undeniable. He is a son of an NFL head coach, and you can tell. I'm happy for him. He has worked his tail off, and he's done some really good things at Vanderbilt. That's why I think the Vanderbilt administration should reward these student-athletes. I mean, these football players are putting in work. They're improving. They're beating up Tennessee 3 years in a row. They deserve more support from their school, but they don't get it. They don't get it. I think that's why the AD stepped down. It's really a shame. When you step outside of your Tennessee shoes and take off your Tennessee sunglasses, Vanderbilt players deserve more support from their school. Those guys have earned it. So when you look at the lack of resources, the lack of support that those players get versus the support at Alabama and Tennessee and LSU and Florida, I mean, it's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. All right, let's get to the phones here. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's bring in Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm good. Swain, let me ask you, I was kind of talking about this with my dad and a couple friends this weekend, but there's no doubt Clemson is a great team, right? I mean, they can play with anybody, and I'm not debating that. But what rubs me the wrong way about Clemson, because a lot of the times perception is reality, and I think that was what happened with Notre Dame. They have an easy road to get to the college football playoff. They're a big-time program, big-time school, so they got a good brand. So when you see that 11-1, that 12-0, you think, well, you know, they're a juggernaut. Well, no, they didn't really play anybody, at least in Notre Dame's case, in my opinion. But Clemson, I do think Clemson's for real, but when you look at the road that they have to take to get there compared to what, let's say, Tennessee would have to do. I mean, if Clemson had to play Tennessee's schedule every year, they would still do really well. But, I mean, they're out here going 11-1, 12-0 every year. I don't know if they would be going to the playoff four straight years. Look at what – I mean, Texas A&M, which is a middle-of-the-road SEC team, took them to the brink this year. Vanderbilt almost beat Notre Dame. I think we need to reevaluate and relook at some of these teams, how they're getting into the playoffs, when other teams who have a much, much tougher road to hold. And if you go 10-2, it's still more impressive than your 12-0 playing Wake Forest and North Carolina State and Boston College. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But at the end of the day, I still think Clemson is one of the top four teams.
They are. Clemson.
Yeah. But when you look at the schedule, I think Notre Dame's schedule is harder than Clemson's. When you look at the ranked teams that Notre Dame have played, they play Michigan, they play Stanford, they also play the same. They play Florida State, which Clemson also played, but Clemson played A&M, Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Wake Forest, NC State, Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, Duke, South Carolina, Pittsburgh. So
that's a joke.
I mean.
That's a joke.
Yeah, you look at Notre Dame's schedule versus Clemson's. Notre Dame's schedule is actually better. But you can only play the schedule that's in front of you. And Clemson took care of business. They have an NFL front. They got these studs on offense, these young players. I mean, they are one of the top four teams. But
no doubt.
I can't really sit here and say their schedule was harder than Notre Dame's because, to me, it wasn't.
I guess it's just aggravating, and it comes with the territory. It's aggravating to see what we have to go through. Just we're trying to get up off the mat right now.
Correct.
You know, and it's just aggravating to see that basically Clemson, all they have to do is basically just sleepwalk through their schedule. I mean, I looked at their schedule. We could win 9 or 10 games. I mean, literally 8, 9, 10 games with that schedule. It's awful. And it's frustrating that we have to go through a gauntlet every single year, and they can just cakewalk right through to the playoffs. I mean, it's like not all roads are created equal, and that's what's frustrating, I guess, just about college football, because as a Tennessee fan, we usually have one of the 5, 10 toughest schedules that we have to go through. We always have a gauntlet that we have to go through. And right now, the two best teams in recruiting annually right now are Georgia and Alabama. We're the only team that has to play Georgia and Alabama every single year.
And Auburn.
And Auburn. And so I don't know, man. But just I'm going to transition right quick to this OC thing. Would you not rather have Sarkisian, who's a proven play caller, and from everything I've heard, Swain, he's an elite recruiter?
Then who else?
He picks his boogers over your situation. I mean, man picks his boogers, but we have to get over that.
Yeah, I think I'm over it, man. I think I'm over that, Jay. Thanks for the phone call. Honestly, I'm intrigued by Jurkic. I think I would take him over Sarkisian. I would.
I know I would, and I've said that plenty of times. And I mentioned the other day on Twitter that I would not be a fan of the Sarkisian hire if he was brought on as the offensive coordinator. And I received a lot of backlash from that. But when you just, I mean, you look at, I know you can't really compare the NFL to college football, but when you dig into the numbers, the Falcons offense isn't really as good as it seems. They've put up a lot of big games against a lot of bad teams this season. You go back to Alabama, and granted, he was the offensive coordinator for all of one game in that 2016 national championship game, the Deshaun Watson game, where Deshaun Watson just went off and won Clemson that national championship game. Alabama led 14-7 at halftime, and in that first half, they had run the ball 21 times for 143 yards, 6.8 yards per carry. And then in the second half, you ran 13 runs and relied on the arm of Jalen Hurts as a true freshman. Like, it's little things like that. And then you go back to the Falcons game against the Eagles in the playoffs last year. And with the game on the line, you just do a simple rollout. There's just not a lot of creativity to me. It's not a bad hire, but I don't necessarily think it's a humongous upgrade over what Tennessee had this past season.
I think it would be an upgrade. I think if Sarkisian was here, there's no way Pruitt would have to micromanage him and take play call duties away from him during the season. I don't look at that Alabama game. The Alabama game doesn't mean anything to me because Lane Kiffin was let go right before the championship game. I mean, and then we know how Nick Saban is. We know how Nick Saban is about running the football, and that's a really tough position to be thrown into if you're Steve Sarkisian. And then Jalen Hurts was not the Jalen Hurts that he is now as a passer. I look at Steve Sarkisian when he was at Washington, when he was at USC, and that's kind of what I look at more than his days in the NFL, because the NFL, everything is even. And I'm sorry, it's not going to be even at the college game if you're the offense coordinator at Tennessee. The teams who recruit the best are the teams who are going to have the advantage. I'm intrigued by Sarkisian. The off-the-field stuff gives me cause to pause. Is he completely over the alcoholism? Because that's something that can affect your business. You know, people say, I don't care what a coach does off the field, you know, whatever. If he wants to do his thing, and we're not hiring him to be a preacher or anything, but alcoholism, it affects you. It affects you in all walks of life. If you're not coherent, if you're not sharp, you have to be sharp to be calling plays in the SEC. Honestly, that's more of a concern to me than what he did or did not do with the Falcons or in that championship game.
I mean, we can go back to Washington and USC. In 2009, the seventh best offense in the Pac-10 out of 10 teams. 2010 was the sixth best offense out of 10 teams. 2011, seventh out of 12 teams. 2012, 10th out of 12 teams, 99th nationally. And then in 2013, he did finish, or the offense did finish second out of 12 at Washington. And then at USC, it was middle of the road once again, sixth out of 12th. 7th out of 12. So, again, I don't think it'd be a bad hire. I just think Steve Sarkisian is average.
Yeah. When Pete Carroll was the head coach, Steve Sarkisian was running the show. And that offense was rocking. Now, after Norm Child left, Steve Sarkisian was running the show. And that offense was potent. Now, they had players now. But he
kind of easy to be successful when you have Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Matt Liner.
But he did a good job of using both of them.
He did.
Yeah, he used both of them. And not a lot of coordinators are able to use players like that who are different the way Steve Sarkisian and USC was able to do it. So I'm intrigued by him. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a home run hire. I do think he would be a better hire, better coordinator than Helton. Helton showed that he was not ready for the big stage. He was not ready. Sarkisian has coached on the big stage for a longer amount of time. I think he'd be more prepared. I would take Mike Yurkic over Sarkisian. I like me a hungry, up-and-coming coordinator who has the ability to manage a program without the head coach looking over his shoulder. That will give Pruitt enough reason to feel confident and not have to look over his shoulder. That's what Mike Gundy has said before, is that he's easy to work with because he doesn't micromanage, meaning he lets guys do their job. And so if they're successful, they go on and get head coaching opportunities. Mike Yurkic's name is hot. It's because he's been able to manage an offense without a head coach looking over his shoulder. So I'm intrigued by Sarkisian. I'm not going to sit here and say, we got to hire him, we got to get him. It's worth the conversation. I think if you're Pruitt, you look at what Matt Luke did. He brought in a head coach of offense with Rich Rod. And I think that's what you would be doing with Steve Sarkisian. And that's what Jerm Pruitt needs. He needs someone that he can hire and let them do their job. He can oversee the program. He can help with the defense, whatever. But he doesn't need to be doing both. He doesn't need to be the OC, the DC, and the special teams coordinator. He can't do that. We got touchdown turnover coming up next.
Love the Swain Event and you want more of the show every day, you can now get it with Swain Event Plus. Swain Event Plus features exclusive, in-depth interviews with former Vols.
She saved my life. I probably would have never made the comments, man.
I looked at him and said, Coach, no disrespect. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to play in the SEC.
With Swain Event Plus, you can also get access to the exclusive podcast Reel on the Hill with Tennessee media legend John Bryce.
What is going on there with that battle?
I had lunch with some folks over the course of this past week who indicated some inside the program believe that Jarrett Garantano is really ready to take that next step.
So go to SwainEventPlus.com right now to sign up and check out all of the amazing extras that you can get. That's SwainEventPlus.com. Get more.
Touchdown or turnover is up next on the Swain Event.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com.
Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union has helped people save money for almost 80 years. Whether it's free checking, financing a vehicle, or purchasing that new home, Alcoa 10 is here to help you. Better rates, better service. Check them out at atfcu.com.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Member NCUA.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown, a turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates, and better service. All right, Titans fans, this one's for you.
You're going to trigger them. I know where you're going.
I'm not triggering them.
Oh, you are.
I'm not going to trigger them at all.
Clay Travis has already done that.
I'm not going there at all. I'm not triggering them. I'm not going to sit here and question Marcus Mariota's effort. I think that's a little ridiculous. Marcus Mariota is a warrior. He's always been a warrior. He is just injury prone. That doesn't mean that he's not tough or he doesn't care about winning. That's just ridiculous. His teammates in that locker room respect him. He has nerve damage. Like, this ain't like a sprained ankle. This is serious. Anyways, touchdown turnover. The Tennessee Titans should sign Marcus Mariota to a long-term deal. His deal is up. The quarterback crop coming out this NFL draft is not that great. But, that boy from Ohio State sure reminds me of somebody who used to play for the Titans. He reminds me of somebody. Number 9, he got a lot of similarities there. Touchdown turnover. Titans should extend Mariota to a long-term deal.
If Dwayne Haskins reminds you of Steve McNair, that means Dwayne Haskins would have played yesterday, right?
Hey.
No, I'm kidding. I agree with you on the whole Marcus Mariota situation in the sense of, like, the guy has nerve damage and he is at risk of potentially ending his career every time he steps onto the football field because of it. And I get it. Every NFL player has the potential to suffer a career-ending injury every time they step on the field. But Mariota is more likely than most, and so I didn't get the hate yesterday towards him. I would say just wait for more information to come out before you make a sweeping judgment. But I say turnover. The Titans should 100% not extend him. If I'm the Titans,
to a long-term deal.
To a long-term deal.
Yeah.
Extend him to a one-year deal, to a two-year deal. I would give Mariota one more season, but I would also maybe try and go get Nick Foles. Somebody of that nature. Go find a Teddy Bridgewater. Somebody that you know can at least play the entire season. They may not be one of the elite quarterbacks in the league or one of the better quarterbacks in the league at their best, but you know that when you have the biggest game in your stadium in 10 years, he's going to be playing. And I would try to go get a stopgap quarterback until that 2020 draft class that will have Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Jake Fromm, Jacob Eason. That's what I would do. So I'm going turnover. Do not sign Marcus Mariota to a long-term extension. I think that would be a very poor business move, although I am a Marcus Mariota fan.
Chris Mortensen at Mort Report tweeted out yesterday, Marcus Mariota not expected to play for the Titans against the Colts. Mariota's, quote, stinger puts him at risk for further damage. And we're talking about long-term damage. Remember, Andrew Luck didn't play the whole season last year because they were looking out for his long-term health. There was a chance that he wouldn't play football because of his shoulder. And Marcus Mariota is right there, too, possibly. There is a worry that he may not be the same quarterback moving forward, and they want to make sure. Now, if you're the Titans, you have to do what's best for your organization, short-term and long-term. Long-term, I don't think you sign Marcus Mariota to a deal. Earlier in the season, Charlie, myself, and you, we had a conversation about who would you rather take as your quarterback today, Dak Prescott or Marcus Mariota. I think we know who won that argument because I said Dak Prescott. Charlie said Marcus Mariota on air. You got to be healthy. Got to be able to play. And Marcus Mariota is everything you want in a quarterback. He's a team guy. He works his tail off. He doesn't have a ego. But, man, he can't stay healthy. I'm not sure if the Titans will be able to get Dwayne Haskins, but that kid can throw the ball. He can throw the ball, man.
But do you...
He can throw it.
Do you jump at a Dwayne Haskins, a Will Greer, this year when I don't think the Titans would be in a position to get a Tua the next year because I think Tua is number one, number two, number three with Justin Herbert and those guys. I don't think the Titans will be drafting that high. Their defense is too good. They have too many weapons on offense. And even with Marcus Mariota at quarterback next year, if you pick up his fifth year, his option... They're not going to have a record to the point where they're selecting in the top five, and that's where I think Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa will get drafted. But your Jake Fromms, your Jacob Eason's, who will the teams from 10th to 20th where they'll probably be picked, do you wait and get one of those guys instead of jumping out of Dwayne Haskins or Will Greer this year?
You look at the Eagles. The Eagles made a move to get Carson Wentz. I mean, they made it happen.
Now there's speculation they make trade Carson Wentz because of Nick Foles.
I mean, your time is now, Titans. Your time is now. Remember 2015, 2016, if you listen to the show during that time, I said Tennessee has a lead right now in the East. Georgia's down. Florida's down. You got to go now because if you don't, they're going to pass you. It's going to be hard to catch back up. And that's where we are today in 2018, approaching 2019. You're the Titans. Andrew Luck is healthy now. In the first year of their new head coach. Colts ain't going anywhere. They got a young football team. The Texans. Deshaun Watson, his second year. Texans not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere at all. Now, Clowney may be, his deal may be up here a little bit. But Deshaun Watson's still on this. He'd be on his third year. You can pay for a defensive stud like Clowney and then have a quarterback that's not getting a max deal. Look at what Dallas is doing with Dak Prescott. Now, that's going to change here soon, but you can afford to do it for another year or so, maybe two. The Jags, whatever. But if you're the Titans, you got two teams in your division. They're not going anywhere. You better make a move.
Yeah, and – it's not as frightening to make a move for a young quarterback because just this playoff season, there are 12 playoff teams, 7 have quarterbacks on rookie deals. The Chiefs with Mahomes, the Texans have Deshaun Watson, Baltimore Lamar Jackson, the Rams with Jared Goff, the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky, the Cowboys with Dak, and the Eagles with Carson Wentz. So, I mean, it's not ideal to have a rookie as your quarterback, but it's not the end of the world.
Well,
look what Baker did with the Browns this year. Took them from how many wins games did they win last year? They went 0-16.
I think they won one game last year.
I think they went 0-16.
Did they go 0-16?
I think they did.
I thought they went 0-16 the year before.
They went 0-16 at some point, and then it went a lot of games last year, and then they went 7 games this season with the rookie quarterback.
They got some juice, man. They got some juice. Now, here's a little stat for you, too, as we're talking about quarterbacks on rookie deals and how to build a championship-contending NFL team. Aaron Rodgers, highest paid quarterback, $33.5 million a year. Packers, not in the playoffs. Matt Ryan, $30 million a year. Falcons, not in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins, $28 million. Vikings, not in the playoffs. Jimmy Garoppolo, $27.5 million. 49ers, not in the playoffs. Matthew Stafford, $27 million. Lions, not in the playoffs. Derek Carr, $25 million. Raiders, not in the playoffs.
And I'm sure if you kept going, Ben Roethlisberger would be right there as well, which is weird. I'm surprised that he's not one of the top six paid quarterbacks in the league. But, I mean, to your point, these proven quarterbacks don't necessarily guarantee success. And granted, like with the Falcons and Matt Ryan, that's because the Falcons were ravaged with injuries this year. Their defense was just terrible because of those injuries. With the Packers, their offensive line was terrible, and Aaron Rodgers couldn't be Aaron Rodgers. So there are problems beyond the quarterback. But to your point, I mean, it doesn't necessarily guarantee success.
Hey, the Rams, you know, rookie quarterback, they invested a lot of money in the defense. Todd Gurley, it's working out.
Those receivers. Yeah, I mean, they have like five receivers that could catch two touchdowns every game. I mean, just yesterday, Josh Reynolds caught two touchdowns.
Yep, replacing Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
My Bears bought the – I mean, it took the farm to bring in Khalil Mack.
Shout out to John Gruden.
Because you can do that with a quarterback on his rookie deal. The Cowboys, they beefed up the defense. They beefed up the offensive line. They went out and they made a move for Mark Cooper that proved to be the right move, and they still have Dak on his rookie deal. So going back to Marcus Mariota – I don't know if the Titans draft a quarterback or maybe you get Nick Foles, but you can't give Marcus Mariota a long-term deal. You got to give him a short-year deal, see where he is next year. But the Titans, they got to do something because the Colts and the Texans, they are here for at least 3 or 4 years.
I mean, they have to draft a quarterback. It's just, do you draft a Dwayne Haskins type or do you wait until – third, fourth, fifth round, try to find somebody in there to be a backup?
I think they need another receiver. I think they need a scat back. I think they need a quarterback. That defense is really dang good. Continue to build depth on the defense, but Titans, turn your time is now. Your time is now. Swain Event, hour two continues after this.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Smokehouse Stew, Barbecue Cheddar Meatloaf, or the Smoked Turkey and Dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sautéed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their Hillbilly Chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Hour two is brought to you by Alumni Hall here on the Swain event, alumnihall.com. I'm sure there's going to be some awesome New Year specials. Alumni Hall, I told you a story on Friday how they completely saved Christmas for my brother and sister-in-law. Hooked them up with some Tennessee gear. They do not live in Knoxville. They live in a different state, but they both went to Tennessee. And so we hooked them up. Great, great deal. Right now, there is a New Year, New Gear special. Now it does end today, so you might as well take advantage of it. Free shipping with the purchase of $30+ with the code NEW19. So take advantage of Alumni Hall special right now. Shopping online, $30, and you get free shipping. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning. The turkey call is back.
Yeah, I've been sick, gosh. It's been weeks I've been sick.
I'm glad you're better.
I feel better. Well, Happy New Year to you guys. And how's the SEC doing in the bowl game? I hadn't kept up with any games, to be honest about it. Watch the championship games or semi-championship games, where you're telling them, that's been it for me this year. How is the SEC doing? If you got a breakdown, it doesn't matter to me, but that great. Just kind of curious. But I was going to ask you a question. Did you see that they was talking about that high ankle sprain of Tua? How you say his name? The quarterback number
13. Okay. Tua.
I did pretty good at that, didn't I? I made a stab at it. But anyhow, they showed a surgery that they said only Alabama players can have. I'm making a joke, I'm sure, but it may not have been. I don't know that either. But did you see the surgery that they was showing?
I saw what they were talking about.
What did you think about it? You know anything about it?
No, I actually had the TV on mute when they were showing it, so I didn't get a chance to hear what they were saying. But I can say this. That's why Jerry Pruitt made some changes with the medical staff.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee's.
Right. Well, it seemed pretty interesting. I didn't know if that was something new. Apparently, it is something new because a high ankle sprain just goes on forever and lingers forever.
It's worse than a break.
Yeah, it is. It don't sound bad, but it sure carries on. But anyhow, that was the other thing I was saying. The other thing is, if Chaney and the offensive line coach down there,
Sam Pittman,
if they left Georgia, who would Georgia get to replace them? In your opinion?
I mean, I've heard Turkey Man and. Thanks for the phone call. I've heard that Georgia really likes James Conley. I think he's a wide receiver coach down there. They really like him a lot. But other than that, I do not know beyond Conley. I love me some Jim Chaney. I really do. I do realize that him and Sam Pittman more than likely would come as a package deal. Georgia still has not extended Chaney. Tennessee only has one spot available, though. Unless someone leaves, you only have one spot available. I don't see those numbers making sense unless someone were to leave. So
you got to make that happen. I get that Will Friend and Jeremy Pruitt are BFFs, college roommates, play together and all that jazz. But if Sam Pittman, arguably the best offensive line coach in the country, is a package deal and you can get him, you make it work. It's as simple as that.
So what do you do with Will Friend?
Bye.
Stop. You ain't gonna fire Will
You Friend. Move Will Friend. You don't fire Will Friend.
But the numbers don't work. The numbers don't work. You got one.
You make the numbers work. You make it work in recruiting. You make it work with the staff. You can't pass up on Sam Pittman. Sam Pittman, to me, would be a bigger get than Jim Chaney.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
You I don't care how you do it. You make it work. But Jim Chaney and Sam Pittman aren't coming to Tennessee, in my opinion. I get that Jim Chaney hasn't been extended, and that is a little optimism. Maybe provides a little bit of hope. But
well, the numbers just don't make sense right now.
I get it.
Yeah, and I have not heard anything about a staff member moving. No, like last December, I heard rumblings of Robert Gillespie being fired. I did. And when it happened, I was like, oh, well, man, I kind of understand. I have not heard any rumblings. Maybe Chris Winkie to Maryland or Florida State, but not enough to really consider bringing in two people. Which would be the case if Winky or someone else were to leave or be taken off the, you know, off the field. But the numbers don't make sense right now. Sam Pittman, is he a better offensive line coach? Yeah, he's proven that he is a better offensive line coach. He is. It's funny that we only use the whole staff chemistry argument when it's convenient. We only use it when it's convenient. Because staff chemistry is important. We complain when we don't have it. When you do have it, you say, well, you know, you just want to hire your friend, keep your friend around. Well, that's part of staff chemistry. Why would you not want to be friends or have a good chemistry with your staff members? Why would you not want that? So if Pruitt and Friend have that, then that's what you want. Dude, they're getting ready to get possibly Darnell Wright. They already signed Wanya Moores. They already signed Chris Akprogane. They already signed Lampley. They got a really good line coming in. So Will Friend's going to get some tools to develop. He's going to get some tools to coach up. And if he can't do that, then, okay, Jeremy Pruitt's going to have to make a really tough decision. But I don't think we're at that point yet at all. I'm not taking the Chaney-Pittman combination seriously right now because we just don't have the numbers right now. If we do, then okay, we can talk about it more seriously, but right now, just kind of a pipe dream.
Yeah, and Turkey Man mentioned Alabama and their Tua's ankle and whatnot, and the three most important parts of a college football program is the head coach, the strength and conditioning coach, and your doctors, your sports medicine guys, your head trainer. In my opinion, those are the three most important guys. And there's a lot of talk about Jeff Allen, who is Alabama's longtime sports medicine and head trainer, and the great work he does at keeping things running so smoothly, especially for such a physical team. You know, in 2015, he's really credited for helping Alabama win that championship because of Kenyon Drake's arm that season. It was, I believe he broke it earlier in the season, or may have broke it in the last game of the year, regular season, and then he was able to play in the national championship game, which was pretty remarkable. And then the outside linebackers in 2017. So last year, the outside linebackers were decimated.
Yeah, during the season.
Against Georgia. When you look at Tennessee, what's been the revolving door with the program? The head coach, strength and conditioning coach, and then the injuries with the trainer. So hopefully now with Craig Fitzgerald, Jeremy Pruitt, and you mentioned that Jeremy Pruitt really overhauled the medical staff, hopefully Tennessee can find some continuity in that department.
Well, you look at Alabama, and 45 minutes away is Birmingham. Birmingham has UAB. UAB was home to Dr. James Andrews for so long, and Dr. James Andrews worked with Alabama for a long period of time too. And Alabama's been able to use that to their advantage and get guys back on the field. The same injury, Alabama will have their player back in half of the time that Tennessee will have a guy back. And you look at some of our players, who did not participate in the spring, who should have participated in the spring, Alabama would have had those guys in the spring. And that's medical staff. So that's why Pruitt made those changes. Turkey Man wanted to know the SEC's record, bowl record.
3-2.
It's 3-2. Auburn, Florida, and Alabama won. Vanderbilt and South Carolina. What were y'all doing, South Carolina? What was your antennas?
Not in.
When this dude was robbing me.
Not in North Carolina at the Belt Bowl. But I think the SEC has had a good showing. Despite a 3-2 record. I mean, the Vanderbilt-Baylor game was a tremendous football game, one of the best bowls that's been played so far, back and forth, and Vanderbilt had a great chance of winning that football game. And then Auburn dominated Purdue, and Florida, poor Jim Harbaugh. And then Alabama obviously making it to the championship game. So SEC has had a good bowl run so far.
Friday after next, man, Cat Williams, Money Mike. What was your antennas? Like, South Carolina, what were y'all doing? How did you get blown out, skunked by Virginia?
How does...
In North Carolina, that should have been a home game. Oh, boy.
How does Jake Bentley go 17 of 40 for 218 yards and two interceptions against Virginia? Rico Dowdle had 21 rushing yards. What?
But Will Muschamp wanted Jake Bentley to get SEC Player of the Week for putting up a bunch of yards. And an L to Clemson.
That's all you need to know about Will Muschamp.
We got for what coming up next?
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
If you're among the 40% of obese American adults, you know that diet and exercise doesn't always work. The National Institute of Health recognizes bariatric surgery as the most effective long-term treatment for severe obesity. Premier Surgical's two bariatric offices, Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons and New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery, have helped thousands of East Tennesseans change their lives and health. Weight loss surgery has been shown to improve or resolve many obesity-related conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. To learn if bariatric surgery is right for you, attend one of the free seminars offered each month by New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery at Tanova Turkey Creek or Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons at Fort Sanders Regional. Visit our bariatric surgery page at premiersurgical.com for more information. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
we have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
Here on SI.com, despite number three Notre Dame's 30-3 loss to number two Clemson in the Cotton Bowl on Saturday, Fighting Irish coach Brian Kelly said after the game that there was no overwhelming difference in talent between the two teams. Quote, "I do not feel like there was an overwhelming difference in terms of talent. If we coach better and we made plays that we've been making all year, we would have had a pretty darn good football game going to the fourth quarter." Coach Kelly, you know way more about football than me. You probably forgot about more football than I know. But Coach Kelly, don't you think that the talent gap has something to do with why you didn't play the same way you played against all the other teams that you played this year? I mean, just a little bit of a reason why. I mean, the front for Clemson is the NFL front. Next to Alabama's phenomenal freshman this year and last year, Clemson's is right there with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Ross and those boys. My goodness, T. Higgins, sophomore.
No, I mean, look, you didn't have to mention T.
Studs,
Higgins.
Studs, man. Listen, I'm over it. I'm not.
I still get ticked off watching Clemson play.
I moved on.
T. Higgins should be making these ridiculous catches in the correct orange, Tennessee orange.
Yeah, I moved on. But I'm giving a for what to Brian Kelly. Just talking, and you made yourself look really silly because you basically called out yourself for not coaching, and then you just basically lied. I mean, you got to have more talent. It's been a problem in Notre Dame for decades. Notre Dame can't get players in like other schools can get in. I give credit to Brian Kelly, though. He's done a good job at Notre Dame. He really has. He's done a really good job, except for the whole incident where, you know, someone lost their life. But he's done a good job as a football coach. But he gets it for what? For his comments after the game. What you got, Ben?
Sticking with coaches making stupid comments, I'm giving Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler a for what last week in a sit-down interview with Bob Labriola, who works for the Steelers, on a segment called Coordinator's Corner. Keith Butler said that Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert will be a challenge for the Pittsburgh Steelers to cover in their game this week. Keith Butler, Tyler Eifert has been on injured reserve with a broken ankle since September. What in the bleepity bleep are you talking about? Tyler Eifert will be a challenge. He's not playing. What are you talking about?
Are you Phillip Rivers right there?
Golly.
Saying bleepity bleep?
No. Yes, I am Phillip Rivers. Us North Alabama boys.
You should start doing Phillip Rivers and start saying dadgummit.
Dadgum.
Fiddle fart.
I'm also going to give these dadgum Georgia players a for what for fiddle farting around on Twitter on Saturday night. Terry Godwin said, "The four best college teams play tonight. I emoji, shrugs emoji." Mecole Hardman said, "They say the quote-unquote four best teams, huh? Question mark. John Ledbetter added the college football playoffs with the eyeball emoji and said, y'all want to redo? Question mark. And then Monty Rice said, in quotes, the best four should get in, hashtag exposed. And I agree with Vol Nation. I agree with you. I agree with everybody in the sense that Georgia is 100% one of the four best teams in the country. But if y'all had that same smoke, that same fire in Baton Rouge against LSU when you got blown out on the road as you did on Twitter Saturday night, you would have been in the playoff. Take care of business against LSU. Take care of business against Georgia. I mean, against Alabama. Win your conference. Don't lose a game during the regular season. And you would have been in the playoff. So I'm giving Georgia players a for what? For taking the Twitter to express their feelings.
What is the requirements to make it to the college football playoff?
Nobody knows.
I don't even know anymore.
We all have our own.
I can tell you what the NCAA initially said. We'll tell you that in hour three. And then I have another for what? Hour three is coming up. Stay with us. 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports.